Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. What up, homie? Mike Preston.
Hey, man, if you want to get the maximum out of your players, you take them down the night before. Don't be cheap. All right, Coach Rob.
Yeah.
Down there, get him out.
Let me explain something to you, Mike. You don't start off the interview calling me out, calling me cheap. What's up with that? You who won't show up at Schultz's to have a drink with a man. I mean, don't call me out. I can call out too.
Oh, man. And then I hear my man Ed asked you if you were taking him in a town car.
No, he said a clown car. A clown car. I forgot. Boy, Mike Preston and Ed Norris are together. His pick on Rob Tom. Hey, Mike. What stood out to you last night, positively or negatively or both?
Positive, man. I mean, I really didn't expect much from the offense. What I was looking for from this defense was alignment and assignment, as Bruce Laird would say. You didn't see a lot of moving around and pushing guys in place before the snap of the ball. They knew where they were set. They knew where they were going. And their team speed was unbelievable. The Redskins looked like they were still in training camp.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? They looked unprepared.
They just swung to the ball. I mean, and they didn't stay blocked. And as the game went on and they started putting some of the other young kids in, they were just as aggressive as the first team guys. That's a good sign. That's what I was looking for in the defense. And, I know it's a preseason game and it's the first one, but I was excited about some of these young players.
What did you think of Brent Urban? I mean, talking about
surprised me.
Yeah.
Surprised me. I mean, here's a guy who, in the past who's struggled with leverage, and he works too hard because he has that tall frame. But his explosiveness off the ball and the way he was in the backfield, he's the weak link of that front group. I think Mike Pierce and Brandon Williams, they're going to be good. Mm-hmm. Those are two twins right there inside. But they got to find that third guy on the outside. And Urban last night played well. Consistency. Let's see if he can do it again. But I was impressed with the guy, not just stopping the run, but even putting pressure on the quarterback. He was successful.
Here with Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, as soon as we got in, the first 12 texts that we received were destroying Ryan Mallett. Was he as bad as that, as people are saying, or did you find something positive in his performance?
He finished the game. That was the positive performance. Nothing there that I like. But you know something? I've watched this guy through training camp. And I know these folks, they're split. Hey, don't bring in Kaepernick. Don't bring in this guy. I'm about winning football games. And Joe Flacco's back is tricky. We don't know what's going to happen there. All I know is if the guy's back is hurt before the season starts, what happens when he starts taking week after week after week? Okay, what's your backup plan? And I'm not saying Kaepernick is the end-all guy, but he's better than Ryan Mallett. I mean, there's no question. And finally, fans, because they couldn't come to training camp, they can't watch him play, they could see him perform. And he has gotten worse than last season. So it was not a good night for Mallett. I understand. And I was running around the track this morning. This guy comes up to me. I didn't even know him. Came up, shake my hand, and says, "Well, I guess they'll be signing Colin Kaepernick today." And we just started laughing, but that's what we saw last night.
I heard Uncle Rico was getting signed.
Pardon me?
Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. That's who they're getting.
I don't know about that one, Ed.
Yeah, well, I think he'd be a step up after watching last night. It was just, what a night. But I mean, and what's the deal? I mean, you've been out there, obviously. Not one starting receiver, but Macklin, you know, Mike Wallace, Perriman, all MIA last night. Three of the offensive linemen out. How beat up is this team?
I think that's a precautionary thing.
That's what I wanted to hear, actually.
I really want to see these younger guys, like Tim White. He has played well throughout training camp. The other guy, Quincy Adebojo, or whatever his name is, number 88.
Adebojo.
Come on, Mike.
He has played well. And so you finally get a chance to get him out on the field. I know what Mike Wallace can do. I know what Macklin can do.
Yeah.
Perriman's been out for a while. So let these young kids play, and they performed. I was impressed. Get Keenan Reynolds out on the field. See what he can do as a receiver, see if he's improved. So I really didn't have a problem with that. But I do like those undrafted free agents and the kid Ricard, the defensive lineman from the University of Maine. That's another guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's too early to say this is going to be a good draft class, but you like what you see. There's a lot of potential there.
You know, you talked about Uncle Rico, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to bet you money right now that Mike Preston didn't see Napoleon Dynamite. Mike, did you see the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Never even heard of it.
You never heard of it?
Ding! You know how I know? He said, I don't know about that, Ed. That was him saying, what the hell are you talking about? Who is this Uncle Rico?
I'm not gonna lie to you and say I saw it.
No.
All right, Mike, what do you want to see in game two?
You know, I'd like to see them. And one of the things that was positive about last night was they did stick with this running game. I think they're going to do that. And we've been talking about that for years. I mean, when you got a defense that can play as well as this one, you want to keep them off the field, which they couldn't do last year, which is why they got tired. I want to see them develop this running game a little bit more. I want to see Yonder play. I want to see Alex Lewis play. I want to see this group, this offensive line, get out there and get some rhythm, some consistency down, because that's how you build a running game. I want to see some of these tight ends play, too.
Yeah.
And who's going to be their fullback? You talk about having a power running game.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to do that, you really want to balance up and go two tights and have a big fullback in the game. I haven't seen that, and I don't think Taliaferro is the answer. The kid, Ricky Ortiz, these young guys who really are H-backs, were H-backs in college, he's not a legitimate fullback. Can be next year, but not this year. I want to see that running game. I want to see Mallett at least be able to hit a receiver 10 yards away from him in the hands, not throw it behind him. And I want to see if those young receivers can continue to get better. Okay, you did it once, do it again. The key to being successful in the NFL is consistency. And that's what you want to see. And how about the kid, Tyus Bowser, the linebacker? Oh, my, this boy is a specimen. He can bring it. Judon was holding the edge. Guys, I was excited about this defense last night, so I want to see him again.
Me too. No, I was very excited.
Do it one more time, guys. Let's see what you got here.
Yep, there he is.
Very excited.
Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, one of the joys of the football season is having you on a regular basis, man. Look forward to it.
All right. I'll catch up with you guys next week.
All right, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.